Thank you, Madam Chair. So since we had under item 3, we had some fundamental discussions whether or not the Working Party wants to go into having own rules of procedure or not. We had a, let's say, informal talk. It was not following any rules of the UN how to conduct intersecretariat or intergovernmental discussions. We had a talk over lunch, and it was attended by, three countries were active online plus one observer, and in the room we had also 5 countries who were active plus one observer, and these countries discussed whether there is actually the necessity to have own rules of procedure for the joint working party. And along that group, it was the consensus that we should try to minimize the legal documents around in the UN which governs our work. It is easier for delegates and also for the bodies to conduct their work. So the guidance would be that we, at this session here, don't take any decision on the rules of procedure. However, we have proposed some amendments in this group, which I will display in a minute. And the group proposed that we post the revised, it's very minor revisions, the revised text of the draft rules of procedure, which were prepared for this document as a post-session document on the website for reference and for the further use in the future. The proposal from the group was to have the working party forward the request to the joint session, to the next joint session of COFI and EFC. The request would be the following: to seek to include those points that we've outlined in the stock-taking exercise about which parts of the rules of procedure of ECE don't fit at the moment to our procedures, so that the joint session would decide as, or to include that in our terms of reference, how we function. So that, I mean, the main points would be the duration of the chair, how many chairs we have, and the other points outlined in the INF1 document. So the first question is from the side of the Secretariat, if the working party would, if there is objection that the working party right now defers the decision on its own rules of procedure, that the working party asks the joint session to include or try to include this information in its terms of reference, and then to have this revised document, which I will display in a minute, on the website as just a reference for the future. So the first question is there any objection for deferring the decision? Madam Chair, I leave it to you to call for that and to see if there's anything.